My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The show stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital for your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's a work. It's a work in progress, as we all are, because we're all trying to feel better. We all want to be healthier. Of course, we'd all like a magic wand to get it done, but obviously that's not going to happen. So I hope that you'll take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family, where they can actually give you the advice and the information you need and the education. And crazy to know that there's so much stuff coming at us, information from every direction. The thing is, it also doesn't come with a way to decipher misinformation from good information. That's why I bring you the best guests in the industry, the individuals that are working the hardest to formulate and educate and inform and get the word out to us so that we can make those better, more decisive decisions about our health. And it is really, really important that we do that. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they do it every day. They're also the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about a company called Pure Essence Labs, and we're going to take the time to, you know, really give them some good focus because, you know, it is very, very important for us to be able to bring good information out. And we want to make sure that when we bring that information, you know, we want everybody to be able to have the availability of knowing the credibility of the company. Some really great information just came my way about Pure Essence. They are a 2018 Better Nutrition Best of Supplements Award winner for their Real Enzymes under the Digestive Health category. We'll be talking about that today. They're also a top five finalist in the 2018 Supply Side West CPG Editor's Choice Awards. Now, this is really important because, you know, the wonderful thing is, this is the letter that they received, and I want to share it with you because I think it's very important. It says, congratulations on being a finalist. We received almost 600 nominations for this year's awards program, which spans 28 categories. As you know, the awards program is connected with Supply Side West, the world's largest expo gathering ingredient supplier and finished product manufacturers, and they'll be announcing the winners and honoring all the finalists in two presentations coming up in November. So this is a big thing when you really start taking a look at, you know, where we are and the information about, you know, where we're going in this wonderful industry. Now, some information I want to share about my guest, and I think you'll find this to be a very, very telling sign about the credibility of the company as well as the quality of the products. Jerry Cochran, Pure Essence founder and CEO, is an industry icon who has established two highly unique brands, Rainbow Light and Pure Essence Labs, each of which provides innovative and effective formulations. Jerry's dedication to the natural health movement has spanned 40 years. In 1978, he was a key member of a team of nutritionists who introduced spirulina to the U.S. market. A year later, he became the national sales manager for a major spirulina importer. Through his continuing educational seminars, he made green foods a household term. In 1984, Jerry founded Rainbow Light Nutritional Systems and made it virtually overnight one of the industry's largest, most successful brands. There, Jerry introduced the world's first food-based vitamin and mineral formulation. In 1990, Jerry sold Rainbow Light to pursue natural cancer research. It was during this time that he developed a love and appreciation for traditional Chinese and Ayurvedic medical disciplines. Now, he also discovered superior herbalism, which is the world's oldest and most profound system of health-building dietary supplementation. After seeing what superior herbs could do, Jerry founded Pure Essence Labs in 1998. Incorporating these remarkable plans into supplements and nutraceuticals, he took the whole food experience to a whole new level. As a result, Pure Essence became an industry leader with formulations that address underlying causes in ways that competing products do not do. Jerry is a certified nutritionist, certified nutritional consultant, and one of a handful of American superior herbalists. He is widely known as one of the natural industry's most holistic thinkers, innovative formulators, and exceptional speakers. Jerry has appeared on countless radio programs and has regularly presented at industry events before medical professionals, industry leaders, retailers, and consumers. He is excited to be leading Pure Essence Labs to the next phase of the brand's evolution. While maintaining the superior formulations he's created, they are updating branding and new innovative products are being readied for launch. Of equal importance, Jerry is rolling out programs to enhance partnerships with retailers, both large and small. It's been an incredible 40-year adventure. However, Jerry is not slowing down. With an amazing pedigree, updating branding, and new category leaders on the horizons, Pure Essence is sure to reach new heights in its pursuit to deliver health and wellness from within. Help me welcome my guest, Jerry Cochran. Hey, Jerry.
Dr. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Long time.
Has been a while. It's nice to be with you again. You've just made all kinds of changes, or rather finished some things in your life since we talked last, so congratulations on all those.
Thank you very much. Been kind of a busy ride. I've got a 40-year one, too, so, you know, we've been around a while, kind of old dogs in the field.
Yeah, it's kind of all these accolades really mean is that we're old, right?
I hate to say it, but I got to agree. You know, congratulations on the new the awards and the nominations. That's pretty good. This industry, if people could see the size and the magnitude of this industry and spend one day at Expo West, they would realize how intricately amazing this is to not just be nominated but to win a category when there are just convention hall after hall after hall of all of these brands.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's really appreciated. It is a vast industry, and Expo West is a place, as you know, that it's hard not to get lost. The place is so big. I think that one of the things that the people who are looking for supplements to promote in and through these awards and things are looking for things that are unique and different and will perform on levels that other products simply won't. And, you know, a lot of that is based on the depths of understanding holistic awareness, which unfortunately, as you know, a lot of American companies don't. The real holistic thoughts come from the ancient Greek vitalism, the systems of Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, and so on, whereas American traditions tend to come more from the substance for symptom material reductionist thought that came out of the Dark Ages in Europe. So there aren't just a whole lot of companies that seem to have a real grasp of this holistic approach to things, and I think that uniqueness maybe gives us a little leg up in some of those areas.
I think so, too. And, you know, as we discuss more and more of these things on the shows, we have learned that people are looking for things that stand out, but that take their bodies farther. And, you know, people have also started to realize, Jerry, that they can't just rely on their supplements, that they truly do need to make some life changes. And, you know, we can't eat terribly and lay on the couch and do nothing activity-wise and, you know, live in a field of negativity without pushing our body a little harder and, you know, being a little better to ourselves and then letting our supplementation take us the rest of the way. But we do have a choice today, and we have a choice on where we want to go and what vessel we want to use to get there.
Yeah, you know, we've really seen that change in consumer attitudes and retailer attitudes, manufacturer attitudes, all across the board. As you know, when I started way back, well, in the 70s in this industry, there seemed to be an attitude that you can treat your body any way you want, pour a couple pills down, you'll be fine. It was very much like take two and call me in the morning, only there were supplements rather than drugs. But through the years, we have learned that, you know, you have to take care of your bodies in other ways, just as you're saying. The supplements are great. They're important. They're making sure you get the right things into your body that allow it to work as effectively and wisely, if you will, as possible. But those other things, like exercise and the right foods, are very important first steps.
No, I know we're going to start with your multiples today. You know, maybe just before we start with those, and I know we're going to talk about enzymes as well, but I don't want to miss anything. What is your philosophy behind the idea of a multiple vitamin? Because the philosophy today is different than what we had when I started 40 years ago. Back then, it kind of throw everything you can in a bottle and, you know, make it work. And today, it's not just about what's in there. It's about what we can absorb from what's in there and what it's going to do once we get it in our body, and also the device and the delivery system to get it where it needs to go.
Well, yeah, you know, when I started in the industry, Jeff, vitamins and mineral supplements were really, first of all, just vitamins. The minerals hadn't really even come into play yet. So they were true multivitamins, the vitamin C, the B complex, and that was about it. Of course, some vitamin A and D and so on, but all just vitamins. A few years later, the minerals started being added in, but none of that ever made sense to us in terms of being a complete solution, because we're looking at foods, right? And the only purpose of any supplement that I can see, now I'm talking from the perspective of just building and maintaining good health. Obviously, there are products out there that can correct or at least help to overcome some of the unpleasant symptoms of joint problems or prostate issues or menopausal symptoms and so forth. But just talking about everyday supplementation to build and or maintain health, when you look at the foods that are the primary level of support we have to give our bodies, there's no such thing as a vitamin B6 bush or a C tree. You know, every food is filled not just with vitamins and minerals, but with all kinds of other things as well. Of course, there are proteins, carbs, and fats in every food, or in most foods. You find all three, some not so much of one or the other. But the point is that in a meal, you're getting proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Of course, you're getting vitamins and minerals. But you're also getting all these other factors that nobody really knew about back in the 70s. We kind of had this hunch that, well, there's a lot more there, we just don't know what it is, but it's a good idea to provide some whole foods along the way, or botanicals like herbs, to make sure that we're getting those other factors, because that's where the synergies and the completions come in that allow all these things to work the way that they're supposed to. So where we really took it was looking into the phytochemical arena, the things, again, that didn't have the name phytochemical yet, but that everybody knew was present in these plants we were using, like spirulina and like chlorella and like Eleuthero, you know, Siberian ginseng or Panax ginseng, those things. We knew there were chemical factors in there that just didn't have names yet, but that were very, 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 very profound. So to us, it was very important to add those things, because we knew that those were the things that were really going to make the difference, because those were the things that we missed most in the American diet.
You know, the other thing is, our since way back in the beginning, when things were changing and you were starting to become industry leader and really trying to put great quality products out to the public, since that time, let's say of the 80s, up to where we are today, we as a public have continued to destruct and cause compromise and total destruction to our digestive systems. We have not been on board with supporting and, you know, making things better in our gut. We've made things worse. And what that's done is it's really created a situation where the supplements we use today we have to really make sure that they're going to be in a form that will digest, because we're barely digesting our food. And this is something that's put an extra level of stress and strain on the manufacturers like yourself, because you had to go even farther to make things more absorbable, more digestible, and more bioavailable because of us, the public.
Well, yeah, that's true. And that's one of the reasons why, it's much more expensive, but it's much better when you're using the botanicals that I'm talking about. When you just provide someone with a vitamin C, for example, it can be fairly well broken down by the body because it's already in the form primarily that the body's going to use it in. But when you're going to combine it with a whole food, the more pre-digestion that has taken place with that whole food, the better off the body is. Because, as you say, we have compromised the digestive tract, the microflora, gut health, and so forth so severely because of the modern diet and because of lack of exercise and lack of attention to how to keep ourselves as healthy as possible in a lot of different ways, that the raw herbs and the raw foods can be very, very difficult sometimes to digest. And that's because there's all that fiber there, there's all the roughage and so forth that the body simply isn't capable of breaking down the way that perhaps we'd like it to. So it's important, if you're going to use these botanicals as bases or parts of multiple vitamin products, to pre-digest them in a process called extraction. That not only allows you to make sure that the form that goes into the final supplement is totally usable by the body, but it also allows you to get a whole lot more of the vital nutrients of the product into your finished good, like the multiple vitamin, because you're taking away the parts of the things that are unimportant and only leaving the ones that are.
Now, because these products that you make are so digestible, before we talk about some of them, do they need to be taken with food, or can they withstand our lack of digestion and bad digestive guts without food, or do you prefer them with food?
Well, you don't have to take them with food at all because there's so much food in them. If you look at our multiple vitamins, 75 to 80% of them are, in fact, whole foods themselves. So it's basically like you're eating a meal when you eat them. I know it's a small meal, but the issues that happen when you just take regular vitamins and minerals about the indigestion and the burping back up and so on and so forth typically don't happen when you use our products because, as I say, all the spirulina, all the chlorella, all of the wheatgrass or barley grass or the various herbs and things that might be in there are actually foods themselves. So, no, they don't have to be taken with foods at all. Having said that, I usually do take mine with foods because I find it more convenient to take them when I'm already eating a meal because I'm just kind of conscious and aware of it at that time.
You know, I have always liked your life essence, and I find people that I know it's a perfect fit for, and the more that I've recommended it over the years, the more people it's become a perfect fit for, and I know your life essence has done very, very well. I'd love if you would talk a little bit about this, because there's nothing like this out there. It's got so much more of a natural food base to it. It is so digestible and so gentle on the stomach. And anybody that I've ever recommended it to, and I have friends of mine in the industry as well that recommend it a lot, will always say that people will come back and say, "What was that?"
Yeah, it's honestly, it's about the ingredients that are called superior herbs. Life Essence is just a wonderful array of vitamins and minerals in the potencies and the forms and balanced against each other in the ways that the body needs them. Some foods are better than other foods because of the way that the nutrients are balanced within them, and that's what we've tried to duplicate where the vitamins and minerals are concerned in this product. There are also, other nutrients that are important in the product, things like N-acetylcysteine or MSM. These are not classic vitamins and minerals, but they are very important nutrients that either help to digest the whole product, help enhance the absorption of the whole product or do things in and of themselves in the body that vitamins and minerals don't. But the real secret is the superior herbs. You mentioned that that while I was doing cancer research and so forth, I got into Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, and from there discovered the whole field of superior herbalism, and that's true. Well, traditional Chinese medicine has been around for over 2,500 years, Ayurveda for nearly 4,000. And both of those systems, of course, revolve around herbs. It's the way they treated medicine, but more importantly, it's the way they kept the body healthy to begin with. In the traditional Chinese medicinal or medical system, it's true also of Ayurveda, but they use different terms. So the terms I'm talking about right now are derived from TCM. But there are three classes of herbs, and those are inferior, middle, and superior. Inferior herbs are the ones that you might use to expel an infection or treat a disease, and they call them inferior because they treat disease, which is an inferior state. If you're sick, you're considered in TCM to be in an inferior state. If you're healthy, you're considered to be in a superior state. So that's the inferior herbs. Those are things that you really only want to use if a practitioner is prescribing them to you because they're very, very powerful. They push the body in one direction, and they're going to keep right on pushing that way whether you need it or not. In fact, sometimes they might be very bad for you because they're pushing in a direction that you don't need to go. There's no wisdom in those herbs. There's value, but no wisdom, if you will. The middle herbs are the ones that are used to overcome certain deficiencies or excesses of certain qualities. If there's too much dampness in your body, as the Chinese talk about, you would use these middle herbs to help overcome those things. If there's not enough heat, again, you would use a specific kind of middle herb to build up that heat and so forth. So these are about getting your natural constitution into a state of balance. But the third group is superior herbs. Now, these things are just amazing. They're also called superior tonics. In Ayurveda, they might call them rasayanas. Many of them are adaptogens. But these are the herbs that actually nourish life. They build these vital energies that the Chinese call qi and essence and spirit. Qi is the energy that drives our everyday activities. Essence is like a concentrated form of qi that resides deep, deep within the kidney system. And it's called into action during things like childbirth or if you happen to experience a serious injury or illness. An example of weak essence might be someone who has cancer and just does terribly when they're subjected to chemotherapy or radiation. You know, they suffer terrible side effects and have a very, very difficult time recovering from it. Well, those would be people with weak essence, whereas those that don't suffer the side effects to the same degree or that bounce back more quickly, and women that just kind of seem to jump out of a pregnancy right back into a state of radiance, they would be women with strong essence rather than weak. And, of course, Shen is the energy that makes us aware of our place in the universe. It's that energy that connects the body, the mind, and the spirit, the energy that lets us know that we're all a product of creation, you know, that there's a higher being from whom all life springs and that there's a spiritual world that's every bit as real as its physical counterpart. So anyway, every living thing, to some small degree, contains these energies, this essence, this qi, this shen. So anytime we eat, we get some of these things, but in the modern world, the levels of them are so small, so minute, that they really don't make any difference. Here's where the superior herbs come in. These things provide tons of these energies. And because of that, they rebuild the body. They rebuild the energies. They rejuvenate, they restore, they renew, they revive that listless kind of thing that we can become back into a vibrant being. And yet they're safe for daily use by everyone. So, you know, the more of these things you can get into your daily diet, provided that they're combined the right way, the better off that you are. These are basically the world's oldest dietary supplements, and even after all these years, they're still the best. Now, it's not just the energy either. It's the phytochemicals that they contain, because every plant in the world has certain little chemicals that no other plant contains. And all of these superior herbs contain extremely profound phytochemicals that impact one organ system or another. Some are great for the liver system, some for the kidney system, some for the heart system, and so on. So by combining these things correctly, you're not only rebuilding all these energies, this chi for daily activity, the shen that helps to take the stress out of your life by identifying you mentally and emotionally with your rightful place in the universe, and the essence by building that depth, that reservoir of health beneath you that you can call on in times of need. And then all of these phytochemicals that tune up and restore and renew and rejuvenate the activities in all of your organ systems and glands. When you get these things working for you, the results, as you've seen, are just amazing. And that's really what the difference between our multiples are and everybody else's. I don't know of any others that really use these things other than perhaps a little bit as label dressing or something. But as you know, this is a major, major part of what our multiples are about.
Let me ask you a question. You know, today, many of the supplements that we carry and that stores carry and retailers carry and us consumers use, the dosages are based primarily on, let's say, the weight. You know, there was a time when most things were formulated for a woman of 100 to 130 pounds, and the men's were based on maybe 140 to 170 pounds. But people weigh more today, and they have more girth on their frame. They carry more weight. Do we assume that the dosages on your products are based on no matter where you fit in that scale, or can we adjust upward if necessary to accommodate a larger frame person?
Oh, yeah, you can adjust upward. Mm-hmm. You know, the nice thing about the way that we try to formulate products is we're not going for overkill on any particular nutrient, and the superior herbs you really can't do too much of. So, yes, you can adjust up or down for weight. As you probably know, a lot, you know, the Life Essence is designed as a four-a-day mm-hmm. supplement. The one and only series, which are built exactly the same way, but for people who will only use one tablet a day, are just one tablet a day. But we have people that use a Life Essence and only use two because they say, wow, it's just all the energy I need, you know. There are a few other people that are big-time bodybuilders or extremely athletically active who say, hey, I really like to take six. So it does depend largely not just, of course, your size is part of it, but not only on the size, but also the activity level that you're engaged in from day to day.
Before we start talking about enzymes, because I reserve the second half for the enzymes, I just wanted to give you a little feedback. You know, another way that I judge the intricacy and the quality and the absorbability of these products is not just from all the people that I recommend to that come back and say how great they feel, but also for that category of people out there that have, you know, put themselves through weight loss surgery.
Oh, yeah.
There's a very big category of them out there, and a lot of them come to me, and after the surgery, they're losing weight, but they feel terrible. You know, they're exhausted and they're run down, and many of them use the supplements recommended by their gastric physicians, and for whatever reason, they either work or they don't work or they don't feel any difference. When I recommend that someone use one of your products after they've had a gastric weight loss surgery, I can't tell you how much differently they feel and how quickly they come back to me and say, you know what? I finally feel good along with making the success of this surgery because I was losing the weight, but I just felt so terrible. I was almost second-guessing myself for doing the weight loss surgery. But they start using these, and there's something in the absorbable process that even when you have a compromised small little stomach pouch, these digest really, really well. And I just wanted to, you know, thank you for that, because that is a category of people, but it's also a category that distinguishes how amazingly absorbable the products are.
Well, yeah, thank you, Jeff, for that. I appreciate hearing it. It is largely about how well they can be digested and absorbed, but it's also about those superior herbs, because mm-hmm. people undergoing that kind of trauma, any kind of surgery, are really draining that energy I talked about called essence. They're just draining tons of it out of their body in the surgical process and the recovery process. So by replenishing that, they're feeling enormously better, and that's the thing that really distinguishes our multiples from other products. As far as I know, we're the only multiples really that are made with a real eye to providing these things in meaningful levels. So there's that.
Now, let's kind of segue into enzymes. Okay. Enzymes have become an amazing category in this country. And once again, out of necessity, because we have just screwed it up. We have eaten all the lousy foods. We can't digest them, but we go right back to them because they've learned how to make these terrible foods taste so good that we are hooked on them. And now our guts are just a disaster. And most of us also are so annoyed with the remnants and the side effects of having a compromised gut, you know, the gas and bloating and heartburn and all of that, that we run to the quick fix. Because we're so annoyed with our body talking to us that we shut it down with, you know, with the proton pump inhibitors and the purple pills. It's just crazy. We get annoyed by the things we're doing to ourselves, so we just quiet it down so that we don't have to deal with it, so we don't have a conscience sitting on our shoulder. Now, enzymes are important, and your line of enzymes, wow, it kind of exploded. You know, there's an enzyme for everybody now. And you've made it in a situation where you really can't go wrong. Everybody can pick a perfect enzyme for them. Congratulations. What a great line.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, it took us years to make these. There was all kinds of research to do about, you know, who's eating what and what kinds of foods this diet provides and how much protein, how much carbohydrate, how much fat value and so on do each of these many, many different diets that Americans eat provide. But it's important that the enzyme you eat be designed for the real world foods that you eat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the shortcoming that I saw in the whole enzyme category is that everybody wanted to make it one size fits all. So no matter what you eat, you could be eating a Pritikin or Ornish diet over here that is just filled with carbohydrates and provides very little protein and fat. Or on the opposite side, you could be keto and be eating tons of fats and lots of protein but nearly no carbs, and they want you to use the same digestive enzyme product. And there's simply no way that one product is equally beneficial for both diet plans.
You know, and it just makes such good sense. I mean, nobody has thought of this, that, you know, when you're eating an Atkins program, which I recommend, or you're eating paleo, and I'm going to read these off, or the Zone, or you're omnivore, or you're vegan, or you're using a keto diet, or you're using the Mediterranean that people hear me talk about so much, or the Ornish diet, or you're vegetarian, your needs change because what you're putting in has changed. There isn't a one-size-fits-all, but we've never really thought about that. Or as an industry, we haven't thought about it.
Yeah, it's been a one-size-fits-all, and it just doesn't make any sense at all. You know, there are 330 million people in this country. About 130 million adult Americans experience regular digestive distress. Now, that's the entire population over 45 years of age, plus 35 million younger ones. So what that says is that virtually all of us, you know, have digestive issues. And they're caused by enzyme deficiencies and or perhaps stomach acid deficiency. You pointed out a really interesting thing in the purple pills, the proton pump inhibitors, which are designed to decrease your stomach acid. Well, the problem with that is that most people who have digestive distress going on a regular basis already have stomach acid that's lower than it ought to be. And the reason that they get what they call heartburn and acid reflux is because the foods sit in the stomach for so long because it takes them so long to digest them because they have too little acid. So that food just sits there and percolates and percolates and percolates in the stomach, and pretty soon it starts to back up and boom, they get what they call acid reflux. It seems to make sense that that's caused by too much acid. That's certainly what it feels like. So they go and they get a prescription that takes more of that acid away and just makes the problem worse instead of better for most people. So anyway, you've got all these people with these terrible digestive problems, and the answer can only be to increase the levels of enzymes that are present during the digestive process. You know, for years, science operated under the presumption that we produce, as human beings, the same enzymes, the same numbers of enzymes, no matter what we eat, whenever we eat. We now know that that's not true. We now know that there's this thing called the law of adaptive enzyme secretion. And what that means is simply that the enzymes that we make are direct reflections of the foods we eat. So the body is normally making exactly the enzymes it needs to digest whatever meal you eat. But the problem is, with time, because most of our foods are completely enzyme deficient, and that's because they're either cooked or processed. They've either been subjected to heat, which kills enzymes, denatures them immediately, or they have been processed and stored for so long that the enzymes have simply become inactive in them. So because the foods no longer have the enzymes that they should have, we're using more of our own enzymes to complete the digestive process. And just like everything else, you know, as a woman ages, she makes less progesterone than she used to. As a man ages, he makes less testosterone than he used to. All of these body chemicals, it's the same story. We make less and less of these things as we age. It's true also with enzymes. So the issue, or rather the solution to these problems, is obviously to provide additional enzymes to help digest the meal. But again, those enzymes we provide have to be practical in terms of reflecting the foods we actually eat, or they won't do us much good at all.
You know, a question that comes up, and it has come up for many, many, many years, about the use of enzymes. Number one, do we take them with every meal? Number two, are they best taken before, during, or after? And is there an age cutoff on enzymes? Because I talk to younger people today, this is no longer a geriatric old age situation where we you get it to be quite old and then our guts would stop working. I mean, I talk to people in their 20s, in their 30s, whose digestive systems are already kind of a mess. Just curious of your thoughts.
Well, yeah, there isn't any age limit to using enzymes. You know, we would hope that short of some, you know, odd disease sort of state, that it wouldn't affect extremely young children. But by the time we get to be teenagers, most of us have eaten a diet that's at least 90% cooked. And most of it has focused on a very few different types of foods. Now, thankfully, you know, parents are more conscious today than they were in the 1950s and early 60s when I was growing up, but they're still not where it ought to be. I mean, you know, you don't see 92 different kinds of burger joints on every corner of every exit of every freeway in the country because, as a nation as a whole, we've improved the diet. You know, we're still all about pizza and burgers and milkshakes and french fries and so forth. So there's an awful lot of bad food that's still out there, and that means that it's just logical that young people are losing their digestive capacities at an earlier age. Again, our bodies are able to make digestive enzymes. But the way that nature put things together, we're supposed to get a lot of our digestive enzymes from the foods we eat. When those foods are cooked, the enzymes are destroyed. That means the body has to make twice as many, three times as many, four times as many to digest a given meal. Well, if you're making four times more enzymes than you really should have to, that means your enzyme supply is going to begin to run short four times sooner than it might otherwise do. So instead of being an old man at 90 or 95 and beginning to experience digestive issues, it's very possible that you begin to experience this as a teenager or in your 20s, early 30s at the latest. That's why I said that, you know, there are 130 million people in the country that complain of regular digestive distress, and yet there's only 85 million who are over the age of 45. So, you know, the others are under that age, and they come in from all age groups.
Let me ask you, I'm thinking about this as you're talking. If we are using your vitamins and they are so amazingly digestible, and we bring in the enzymes to make sure that the food is now digesting so well, that means that we are hitting so many different levels. We're getting more nutrients. We're getting better digestion of our food. We're assimilating even more nutrients from the vitamins that we're using. It's dramatically going to make a change. I just think a lot of us are not used to feeling good. And I think we probably forgot what it feels like to feel good.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. Yeah, you know, you hear all the time from people that, well, I'm getting older. I don't feel quite as good as I used to. And, I mean, yeah, okay, it's inevitable that as we get older, the bones are a little creakier than they used to be and so forth. But it doesn't have to happen nearly as early as it does. And a whole lot of the complaints that we have in the way that we feel are not about the years that we've lived, but what we've done with those years. So, you know, people, when they're not digesting their foods well, the things that they're going to feel are the gas, the bloating, the extreme fullness after meals. They might be constipated. They might experience diarrhea, the acid reflux, the burping back, and so on. Those are the things they're going to notice. What they're not noticing is that because they're not digesting their foods effectively, they're not absorbing the vitamins and the minerals and the phytochemicals and the other factors that are so vital to their health. So at the same time that they're experiencing all of these terrible outward symptoms, on the inside, they're starving. Their organs and glands are not getting what they need to function the way they're supposed to. So by including good digestive enzymes, and by that, again, I mean enzymes that are designed for the way that you eat, you can dramatically improve the amount of nutrition that any meal delivers into your bloodstreams and onto your cells. And, of course, using a well-designed supplement along with it to provide those phytochemicals that are unique and rare and are not typically found on an American table, or a European table, or a South American table, or whatnot, also really helps. You know, when you're getting the plants like Schizandra and Astragalus and Codenopsis, excuse me, and Attractolodes or Gynostemma, whichever ones you want to name, again, these have very, very unique phytochemicals that help organs and glands to work in ways that the regular everyday nutrients you get from your foods don't have the power to do. And that's not to say that your everyday foods aren't important, because they are, but this is just a way to take it farther. And that's why these herbs are the most prized foods on earth in the systems where they're widely utilized.
You know, I think about the need for digestive support today and how this is going to make a dramatic difference, because it really allows us to specialize our gut. It allows us to choose the way we want to eat, you know, follow the program we want to follow, but also make that program work for us and with us by giving it the tools that it needs to be able to get to our body more effectively. And this has just been something that's been missing, and it's just a whole step that was maybe ignored, or maybe we were naive to it. But thank you for connecting the dots.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, thank you for noticing.
My pleasure.
A lot of work, I'll tell you.
I'm sure.
But, you know, just as an example, Jeff, you mentioned the Atkins diet. If you eat Atkins and I eat Pritikin, okay, Pritikin and Ornish are two diets, just for your listeners, I know you know this, that are very supposed to be heart-friendly, and they're very, very high in carbs, very low in fat, and moderate in protein. Atkins, on the other hand, much different. So if you're eating Atkins and I'm eating Pritikin, you're getting twice as much protein as I am, you're getting five times more fat than I am, but I'm eating 10 times more carbs than you. And yet the enzyme supplements that companies out there want us to take are the same thing. Now, here's the reality of enzymes, and I don't know how many people really understand this, because enzymes are still a relatively new field in supplementation. But, you know, digestive enzymes all digest your foods, but they're all very specific. A carbohydrate digesting enzyme digests only carbohydrates. Protein digesting enzymes digest only proteins. Fat digesting enzymes digest only fats. So if you and I use the same enzyme supplement, and you're eating Atkins and I'm eating Pritikin, one or the other of us, and probably both, are getting a product that will not do the kind of job we'd really like to see done. You need an enzyme that's going to have a lot of protein and fat digesting enzymes, and on the other hand, you need only moderate, modest, even low levels of carbohydrate digesting enzymes because you're just not eating carbs. And on the other hand, I need something exactly the opposite. So, you know, I'm repeating myself here, I know, but I want to get across to people just how important it is, if you're going to use a digestive enzyme, that you use one that's actually made for you. This is one of the areas in which customized nutrition is just vitally important. Your body itself will customize the enzymes it makes based totally on what you eat. But again, if you need digestive enzymes, it's because you've already worn out a lot of that capacity. You've used your enzymes so quickly that you might no longer have the amount you need. It's too hard for your body to make all of the enzymes you need to digest your meal. So you need help with a supplement. And if you need that supplement, you definitely need it to reflect the food you're eating. That's why we made 9 different formulas. Now, I know that Americans eat more than 9 different kinds of diets, but sure, the good news is that every diet Americans eat falls into one of 9 major macronutrient profiles. The macronutrients are the fats, the carbohydrates, and the proteins. So by arranging the enzymes in 9 different combinations, we can accommodate any diet that Americans typically eat.
I love it. I think it's great. I'm very, very excited about this. I think we're going to do really, really well with the effectiveness of this. And somebody just chimed in and they want to know if their teenager can use it.
The Realzymes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. All depends on what they eat as to which one they need. But, you know, if you go to a store like Stay Healthy, which, by the way, I just want to take my hat off to Wayne and his crew over there, have done such a good job for so long for Las Vegas. They're just great people.
They have, and they are.
But it depends on what the teenager eats as to which one would be best for him. But if you visit the store or the website and you look closely at the boxes, you'll see that this might say paleo. Well, that's the catchword for that particular product. But on the box, there will be a group of other diets that also fall within that paleo realm that it would be appropriate for. So it's very, very easy to find out which one is really best for an individual. As far as teenagers go, absolutely. They can use it, and it would be great for them.
One quick question. If you're following this protocol and using your enzymes, would a smoothie in the morning, especially if you load it up pretty good, be considered a meal for an enzyme?
Yeah, it would. You wouldn't necessarily have to take an enzyme with it, but I'd suggest it because, you know, those foods that you're going to be making a smoothie out of will have been processed in some way. You know, we like to think of barley, grass, and so forth as being just totally raw, totally real. But the fact is they're processed with some heat and spray dryers and so forth. So the enzymes that they might normally contain would be gone. If it's a protein shake, that protein is going to have been subjected to some heat so that the naturally occurring enzymes in it will be gone also. You had asked the question a bit earlier, and I think I overlooked it. How do we use them best? With every meal, before, during, after? Really, I think the best way to use enzymes is to use them with every meal that you are eating cooked foods with. Now, if you're having a salad that is totally made from fresh vegetables or fruits or something, you probably don't need an enzyme with that. But anytime you're eating cooked foods, I would definitely recommend a capsule with that meal. And I think the best way to take them are probably 10 or 15 minutes before you eat. Now, I know how inconvenient that is. I know how difficult it is to remember to do it then. I don't half the time. So the next best thing is to take it when you start to eat. If you forget to take it when you start to eat, though, and 10 minutes into the meal you realize, oops, I forgot my enzyme. Or after the meal you think, oops, I forgot my enzyme. It's still a good thing to take it then, because you're still going to get much more complete, efficient, and quick digestion as if you don't take it at all.
Well, my friend, I want to thank you so much for being here. Great information. We went right through the breaks and kind of sailed through. But thank you. I look forward to having you back again, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you. It's really been fun being here, Jeff. It's as I say, it's really nice to see all the changes in your life, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Be well, my friend.
You too. Bye.
My guest today, Jerry Cochran, representing Pure Essence. You need to check this line of products out. Stay Healthy has had them for a very long time. Their multiple vitamins are very digestible, very enhancing of your energy. And this new amazing line of enzymes is doing quite well. You know, whether you're doing the Atkins or Paleo or the Zone, or you're omnivore or vegan or vegetarian, you're following the keto program, the Mediterranean or the Ornish program, there's a digestive enzyme that you can use that'll make your absorbability and make your eating program, whatever it is that you've chosen to do, work better for you. So I hope that you'll take the time to truly, you know, check it out and see how your body will react, maybe for the first time in a long time, when you actually start to digest. You know, it's funny because sometimes people will say to me, they'll say, you know, myself and five of my friends are all using this vitamins and we're using this and they're bouncing off the walls and I'm not feeling anything, and I always go right for the digestion. I said, but don't you have a lot of trouble with your gut and digestion and bloating and gas and heartburn? And many times they'll say yes, and I said, well, you have to address that. If you don't have the gut and the tools in place, you will not get the benefit of what you're trying to do. So we have to address our guts in a healthy way. So go to Stay Healthy. Ask for the Pure Essence products. Check them out. There's a lot of great products and a lot of specialized products as well. I think we'll talk about those in the future. My thanks to Jerry Cochran and to everybody at Pure Essence, and you know, to Kenny and, of course, their wonderful demo person. She's so good at what she does. So check out this line of products. Been a long time since they've been on the show, and we'll welcome them back to the Staying Healthy radio show. Head over to Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles that change frequently to increase your information, your education on health and well-being and how it relates to you and your lifestyle, and make sure that you print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase in the store. Also, take the time to like them on Facebook. Marge and Lisa and Rosie and everybody at the store, you know, really works hard to make sure that you are getting great information. The Facebook page is just another great way to connect. So when you go in the store, introduce yourself to everybody. If you speak Spanish, you'll be able to speak fluent with Esther and with Rosie and with Lisa. Marge is there. She's been running the ship for a long time and been in the industry over 40 years. I mean, so many of them have got so many years under their belt, and that's amazing. And of course, Wayne has been in the industry since the very beginning as well. You know, so there's so many years of knowledge that are there for you. And today we need information, quality information, the best quality products, and that's what you get at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Don't skimp on your health and nutrition. Get the best you can and get the best information. And you can do that all at Stay Healthy. Remember to tune into my show, the Staying Healthy radio show, here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. You can tune in live or courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. Every one of my shows are recorded, they're podcasts, they're archived, and they're all right there on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, giving you the availability to be able to click on the archive icon, download the show that you want to listen to when you can and want to listen to it, so it's convenient for you and your schedule. It's a great way of getting information out there. It's also great for keeping us connected to the health and nutrition industry, to the best guests in the industry, and the relevant topics for today's world. Make sure to check out all the products from Pure Essence, their multiple vitamins, as well as their awesome individualized enzymes for everybody's diet, no matter what you're eating. Let's get the most out of our food, the most out of our diet, and let's support our digestive system so that everything works better. Have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome just for you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guests in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.